This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry, I have to laugh. I don't know if I'm getting fired. I doubt I'm getting fired for this, but I kind of did stupid. So I like to sing a lot, but I don't sing with good quality, you know, vocals. I like to sing by making things into a song. You know, like I'll make a song about my cats, or I'll make a song about the kids, you know, like, you know, Tickly Their Tummy song and things like that. And so I was working a lot one day. So one of the things I do was I do telemedicine. And so I didn't sing to the patient, but I was close. I was so close. Well, all right, let me tell you what happened. So all right. When you work a lot, and you work a lot, you really need to take a break. And when I take my break, a lot of times I'll sing, I'll put some music on, or I'll dance, or whatever. And so I was doing some telemedicine, and I did a pretty good job with somebody. I diagnosed them with something rare. And I'm like, okay, wow. And you know, a patient was really, like, you know, appreciative, said, you know, no other doctor's ever, you know, thought of that. I'm like, well, go get that checked out. That's what I think it is. I'm going to write it down. And I started to feel kind of good. Started to feel, not the God complex, but I started to feel superhero-ish. So I start this song, all right? You know, I'm a tele-doctor. Tell the doctor. Okay, so it's okay. Tell the doctor in the house. And then it just started to get catchy. Dealt with another patient. Nailed it. Crushed it. So I get off the phone with that patient. I'm like, yeah, I just tell the doctor ass. Okay, anyway, so my son comes into my room. I'm in between patients. He goes, Mom, what you doing? And, you know, I start to sing. You know, I am tele-doctor in, I just tele-doctor ass. And the patient was still listening. And she's like, I'm still here. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I have a theme song. She's like, I get it. I have a theme song, too. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, the audio didn't shut out. I'm like, all right, no, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, thank you for calling the telemedicine company, and, you know, I hope I can help you with your medical needs in the future. Click. Anyway, so apparently the patient, which is a very, very rare moment, patients rarely get to see doctors on that side of things. And actually, I don't think you guys should ever. I don't think you should ever see your doctor high-five somebody when they get your diagnosis, right? Or pray, going, oh, boy, please, please, God, don't let me mess up with this patient. I don't think the patients should see that. And unfortunately, though, one patient got a glimpse of me, you know, reveling in the fact that I think I'm a superhero and a super doc. And some might say, well, you know, it's cool. They probably like that. You know, others are like, well, you know, are you really a super doc? Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I think I am. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't like that nausea. I bet it's your heart. Boom. It's a heart attack. And again, it's all through God. You know, I only have my gifts through God. But I don't know if many patients kind of realize that we doctors may act like we're cool, okay? We may act like, you know, we're tough and, you know, we're robotic about your health, but it's not that way. We really feel good when we get something right or if we pick something up that nobody else did, you know? We feel bad. I feel horrible. I feel sick inside when I don't know how to fix you. I hate telling the person I don't know. And I do. I've had to do that. Go, I don't know what's wrong with you. Or we don't have anything in our medicine bag in the year 2019 that can help with that. You probably have some syndrome, you know, with your irritable bowel and, you know, the mood issues and the poor sleep and the whatever. And put it all together, you know, there's probably some syndrome called syndrome giggly goop that you have. It just hasn't been, it hasn't been discovered yet. And so maybe 20, 30 years from now, your kids are going to be able to get treatment for this, but you can't. And so you're suffering. And it is. It's really, really frustrating. And then, you know, should doctors, you know, we just had, what, Doctor Appreciation Day? Did we have doctor? No, we had Principal Appreciation Day. You know, should doctors kind of celebrate, right, if they, you know, do something right? Absolutely. There's not enough of that. You know, I have medical students. I have that are graduating this next week. And, you know, I'm calling them doctor and things like that. You know, Dr. Smith. I'm like, ding! Yeah, Dr. Smith. Well, they don't go D, I do. I'm like, ding, you're Dr. Smith. So anyway, so, you know, as they're graduating and getting ready to graduate, I'm really, really excited for them and all that. You know, you see the excitement and you see that passion. And I know that that's going to get crushed and squashed as you go into the healthcare field and go through your residency and all that, because you're, you know, not supposed, there's kind of this underlying thing where don't show a lot of personality in medicine. And I think that's wrong. You know, let patients see you have a heart. Let patients see you're excited about something. Let patients see that you feel good. If you feel good about diagnosing them, then, you know, they'll feel good about your diagnosis. All right? I mean, don't sit there and high five and smack each other on the butt in front of people. But I just see this trend towards, you know, making everybody more kind of robotic and gray and faceless expressions. And I don't think that's right. You know, we're superheroes sometimes in our own fields. All right? Sing it. Sing it strong. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working on the dials. No, the dials aren't broke. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making huge headlines, and boy. Are people upset about this one? We need to talk about it. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs a controversial heartbeat bill into law. And this is interesting. He kept his campaign promise, signs a bill, HB 481, which is called the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Life Act, the LIFE Act. Now, it prohibits abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected. And you can hear a heartbeat on ultrasound, Doppler, as early as 6 weeks. Of course, the law allows exceptions for the case of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is in danger. Now, before signing the bill, according to Fox News, State Representative Ed Setzler pointed to science law and the simple fact that common sense says a beating heart is a sign of life, and those children should receive the full protection of the law. State Senator Renee Unterman, a former nurse who ushered the bill through the state Senate, said she has waited her entire time as a legislator for this moment, calling it the culmination of my political career. She said Georgia is a state that values life. Actually, Governor Kemp says that. Said that, and then he signed the LIFE Act. We stand up for those who are unable to speak for themselves. Now, he does recognize that the bill will be challenged. Opponents have promised to sue over the constitutionality of the bill and argue that because some women don't know they're pregnant when a heartbeat is detectable, that the new law virtually bans all abortions in the state. It has been called the most extreme abortion law in the nation. According to Elizabeth Smith, chief counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights, she said this law is bafflingly unconstitutional. She says bans like this have always been blocked by courts. We will be suing Georgia, she says, to make sure this new law has the same fate. Now, apparently, this is similar to ones passed in Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, Iowa, and North Dakota. Protecting the constitutional right of unborn children and allowing pregnant mothers to collect child support payments from fathers. And the heartbeat bill, if unobstructed, will go into effect beginning next year. So, this is tricky. And, you know, doctors are very, very mixed on the whole abortion issue. You know, because you have a lot of people out there that are pro-choice, but you have a lot of us that, we think it's a life. I mean, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, a lot of people in the medical field, like you could see with this nurse here that kind of ushered the bill through, you know, you see the heartbeat. You see it. It's alive. It's alive. And so even though Roe v. Wade, you know, made it through the courts and was successful in 73, and since then, abortions have been legal in the United States. The controversy has never ended, and nobody's ever, from a constitutional standpoint, clarified if the fetus has rights. With Roe v. Wade, it doesn't. So these bills, you know, they come and go. But this one may hold some teeth. The abortion debate, you would think, would, at this point, be extraneous to any of the other campaign pledges. You know, because right now everyone's talking about Medicare for All, they're talking about immigration, and, you know, you think something as, you know, old as the Roe v. Wade controversy that happened back in the 70s, you would think that wouldn't make headlines, but it is. And you have many people that just cannot live with the fact that their tax-paying dollars are going to ending the life of a fetus. Whether you debate it or not, whether it's alive or not, there's many people out there that really don't want to be a part of our abortion program in the United States. They don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. They don't want to fund anything that could, you know, at all affect a fetus's chance for a full life. They may be pro-choice. They may say, yeah, I want the government to butt out. Women have a right to choose, but I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want my money going there. I don't want it in my state. I don't want a part of that. So where I stand on the issue is I think it's a life. You cannot tell me that a beating heart, you know, in a fetus that does have a potential, a two-thirds chance of making it into you or I, you can't tell me that's not a life. So I believe it's a life. I believe there is life at conception. That's just me. Okay? I don't speak for all doctors, but it's a life. But this is my stand on this politically is a little different than I think most pro-lifers or pro-choicers, okay? Now, I like the government staying out. I don't want our taxpaying dollars going to it, so there's kind of that mix of government, you know, don't tell, you know, stay out of our lives, but protect the life of the fetus, and don't force somebody to pay for something that's against their religion. So I'm not sure where that falls. It probably falls more conservative. But this is what bothers me. So in 2015, which is, I think, the latest of the numbers we have, I don't know why we don't have anything sooner than that, but in 2015, the CDC reported we had 638,000 legal-induced abortions that were reported to the CDC from 49 reported areas. They see the abortion rate in 2015 was 11.8 abortions per 1,000 women, age 15 to 44 years old. And the abortion ratio was 188 abortions per 1,000 live births. And it's going up. So, my concern is 640,000 times this is happening. Mind you, there's a lot of rapes. I don't know how many times there's incest. And yes, there are some women that may accidentally get pregnant, and doctor says the pregnancy is going to kill you, abort the baby. I don't know how many times that is. Is that 50 a year? Is that 100 a year? But we're not looking at 50 or 100. We're looking at 640,000 abortions. Yet everybody's freaking out over 700 measles cases where we haven't had one death yet. Mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. But you have people freaking out about their kids getting measles. But they're not freaking out that we are terminating pregnancies at that number. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you have to admit that's kind of a lot of unwanted pregnancies. And so my kind of fear is we have this culture of, well, if you goof, if you don't take, now again, we're not talking about cases of rape and incest, right, or harm to the mother, which, again, is not included in the bill. So that's, they're exempt. But let's just say, okay, let me just say, of those 640,000, let's say 40,000 are due to incest and rape and maternal harm, okay? Let's say, which I think is a very high number, 40,000. So now we're looking at 600,000 abortions a year are being done because somebody gets pregnant and goes, oops. Now, we have birth control. Obamacare offers it for free now, which is one of the good things to the ACA. You're supposed to get free birth control, free access to birth control. We have free clinics. We have condoms. We have education out there. Why are 600,000 women every year getting pregnant by accident or having unwanted pregnancies? I mean, you know, in the olden days, you were very scared that you would get pregnant. You were scared of an STD. You were scared of getting pregnant. And so you would, you know, you'd think before you leaped, right? And I'm wondering if now it's just so easy where, well, if it happens, I'll deal with it. My worry is, you know, is it too easy? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill. One of the topics of discussion was the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and how William Barr is trying to get down to the bottom of how the Russia investigation began.
He's trying to get a better understanding of the circumstances at the Department and the FBI surrounding the initiation of this particular investigation. He and I have been in fairly close contact about it, and we're trying to work together to help him get the understanding that he needs.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says the fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
right.
Maybe
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So severe alcohol-related liver disease is on the rise, according to a new study. And experts say the increase may be due to heavy binge drinking in young adults. You think? I don't know why it's on the rise. People have been drinking like crazy when they're younger. That's just kind of what people do. A lot more girls are doing it than guys. Maybe that could be raising the numbers. But they say researchers found that while there's a little change in the rate of people developing alcoholic fatty liver disease, there is a jump in those who are at greater risk of cirrhosis, liver cancer, and death. Now, cirrhosis is like a hardening or scarring of the liver. And this is published in the Journal of American Medical Association. So the study's lead author, Robert Wong, is an assistant clinical professor of medicine and director of research and education at the Alameda Health System Highland Hospital. And he said, I think what triggered me to do the study was seeing a lot of patients with advanced alcoholic fatty liver disease. He says the most concerning finding was that the number of patients with more advanced disease, which increases the risk of dying, increased significantly over the time period they studied. So this just adds to the ever-growing evidence that more and more Americans are getting liver disease. Now, you get liver disease by other things. It doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol. You could get liver disease by taking too much Tylenol and acetaminophen and ibuprofen. You could get liver disease by other medications. You could get liver disease by fat, by genetics, by hepatitis. There's tons of things that could affect the liver. But alcoholic liver disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. 250,000 deaths in the U.S. were attributed to drinking too much. A study published last summer found that increasing numbers of young people were dying from alcohol-related liver failure. Young people. That study was published in the BMJ, linking heavy alcohol consumption in young people to a pronounced increase in deaths. They said a 2016 study showed that it's become the number one reason for liver transplants. Now, this is interesting because when I went to school, you could not get a liver transplant if you heard it because you were drinking. Now, they're allowed, probably because the majority of the people that need the liver transplants were drinkers. Now they are, but you could not get a liver if it was because of alcohol or something you had done to yourself. So that's interesting that now it's the number one reason for liver transplants. So Dr. Wong and his colleagues looked at data from 2001 to 2016, the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. The database includes information on people's self-reported drinking habits, and the amount of alcohol that was considered to be enough to lead to liver damage was two or more drinks per day for women, three or more drinks per day for men. Now, you know, I sit here and I tell you guys these numbers and I tell you guys these stories and these studies and you're like, all right, well, yeah, okay, boring. Not boring, okay? A lot of us are at risk for this. Now, I don't consider myself a drinker at all. I don't really drink much. But I was at a graduation banquet for, you know, the students. And a bunch of them were up at the bar. They go, Dr. Wax, come on, let's do a shot. Okay, well, peer pressure. I'm like, I need to look cool. All right, and, you know, Patron. I was like, yeah, Patron. All right, I'll show you guys how it's done. Drink it like water. Couldn't even tell. I remember I got a little giggly. It was one little shot. Small, but couldn't even tell. It went down smooth. That's what Patron does. And so I realized that, I mean, I hadn't done shots in years, right? We were kids and, you know, college and stuff. But we think, those of us who hear these numbers of people getting drunk and being stupid and all that, we think it's, you know, people that are, you know, deciding, okay, I'm going to go and get wasted. Yeah, you got a lot of kids out there that want to get wasted. But the average person, that's not what they do when they set out to go to a party or go to, that's not their mission. And then a lot of times things happen. You know, we talked about DUIs. A lot of these people that get into DUIs, you have some that, you know, they're just outright alcoholics and they, you know, they drink and then they got to go to work and they panic and they do something stupid. But you have a lot of people where, no, they never intended to drive drunk. Never intended to. But they lost track of what they drank or they didn't feel like the alcohol did anything to them. They had a delayed effect. So they're like, I only had 2-3 drinks. I'm good. 2-3 drinks is not good. That's too much. You know, we've talked about this on the show, and this article just brought this up from NBC News, where you are drinking enough to cause liver damage. If you're a woman and have 2 drinks a day, or a man and have 3. And some of you are like, well, you know, that is a lot. Well, I mean, let's break it down. We've done this before. You know, let's say it's a Sunday, and I know we're talking every day. We're not talking, it's supposed to be every day. But, I mean, let's say it's a Sunday, you go to brunch, or you have an afternoon meeting and everybody has mimosas, right? The orange juice and champagne. Then you go home for dinner, you start to cook, some dinner. You need wine with the dinner, so you pour a glass while you're cooking. Then while you're waiting for the dinner to cook, you finish that glass. Then at dinner, you serve yourself a glass. And then at night, you have a glass to relax. You've just had four drinks in one day. Or, guys, I'm going to come home and grab a beer. And then maybe I'll have another one with dinner. And then maybe I'll hang out on the porch and have another one. For me, I couldn't get all that alcohol in. I couldn't. It fills me up. You know, I'd already get tipsy. But for other people, they can very easily get three drinks in. And you're thinking it's not really much. You're just coming back from work. I mean, what if after work you guys go for happy hour? Happy hour is from 4 to 6. You guys do happy hour. Then you come home, you know? So it's really easy to hit those numbers. They say researchers did exclude people that had, like, medical conditions that could, you know, cause fatty liver disease. So if you have diabetes, obesity, metabolic syndrome, hepatitis C and B. But there were 34,000 people in this analysis. 4.3% had alcoholic fatty liver disease, but the average age was 40. So we're talking younger people. Now, maybe what happens is people in their 30s and early 40s don't want to be that age anymore, and they want to look like they could still be young, so they still party with the younger folks. You know, I remember looking at my parents, they go, no, I don't want any alcohol. I'm like, what is wrong with you? But yeah, bring it over here. And now I'm at the age where I'm like, no, I'm okay, I'll pass. We have a fully stocked bar at my house. No, I'm not gonna drink at night. I don't, you know, I'm gonna eat some chocolate cake. I'm gonna watch some Netflix. I have other ways to wind down. But nah, I don't need, you know. So think about the amount of alcohol you drink, and wherever you could cut, you could cut. The problem we have is the splitting of the bottle of the wine. These bottles of wine are yummy, and some of them are good, and some of them are expensive. And we grew up learning not to waste anything. You don't throw any food out. And I think a lot of people are just in the habit of, you got to finish the bottle. No, you don't. You don't. And it's just a way of thinking. And, you know, our livers are pretty sturdy. I have to admit that. But some of us with our liver, it's just one little thing too many. I've heard of people going into liver failure with just taking some acetaminophen. It was the wrong place at the wrong time. Binge drinking, they think. Somebody asked, well, which is worse, drinking every day or just drinking on the weekends? They think binge drinking is worse. There's a lot of debate on that because, you know, your liver now has to, because what does your liver do? Your liver filters the blood. Your liver is trying to get rid of the toxins and break down the alcohol. So you give it 7 drinks. That's a lot harder than 2 drinks a night. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you guys proud of your kids? Are you proud of your kids? No. Don't give me the answer like, oh, yeah. No. Do you think your kids are dumb? Do you think your kids do stupid? Do you think your kids could have turned out better? Do you guys ever have those thoughts that come to your mind? Nobody's going to admit it. Nobody's going to admit it. I'll admit it. You know, I expected my boys. I knew I was going to have boys. Thank the love and the grace of God. I knew I was going to have boys. And I expected my boys, if they had any of my genes, to love school. love school. I expected them to be a workaholic, because I am. I expected them to be very competitive. You know, not trying to screw other people or anything like that, but where, you know, I'm gonna get that grade. I'm gonna get that, you know, I want to get into that school. I just kind of expected that. I did expect them to be athletic, and they are pretty athletic. They are pretty athletic. I expect them to be funny, and they are. They're very, very funny. You know? I expected them to, like, love their mama. Like, worship me. They don't. Not sure why. I expected them to be as muscular as their dad. To be as strong as their dad. But I really didn't want them to... That's about all they needed from dad. But no. They got a lot of dad, which is good. It's good. You know, but I just thought I would have mini-me's in guy form. I didn't do well in girl form. I was put in a girl's body. And I'm glad I'm a girl. You know, and I love men, and I'm, you know, married a man, and I'm happy, and it worked out good, but I wasn't the typical girl, you know, growing up. I didn't really like the girl stuff. You know, please don't put me in a skirt. I'd rather be in shorts. I'd rather be in pants. I'd rather kind of tear up my knees. Don't give me a Barbie. I don't want to play with Barbies. I'd rather play with, you know, balls and, you know, sports and mud and bugs and... You know, cars, I loved my big wheel, you know, I thought, okay, it'd be very easy to have the boys. And I'm lucky, I'm fortunate. But, you know, I bring this up because there's a study that came out saying pregnant women who snack on nuts during their first trimester are more likely to have a smart child, right? Because they're rich in folic acid, essential fatty acids. So if you ate nuts during pregnancy, your kids will score better on cognitive function, attention, memory tests. You know, and I'm just wondering how many parents out there go, oh my God, my kid's an idiot. I wonder how many parents do that. You don't. You don't want people to think you're doing that. But I'm sure a lot of parents do. Well, one of my kids, started to disappoint. And I can be honest talking about this, okay? I mean, I'm not going to lie, and I'm really honest. One of my kids started to disappoint. And I didn't think they were applying themselves. They really didn't like school. They didn't, and I started to get nervous with them. I used everything I could as a parent to try to goad them into starting to be a little bit more competitive. And I use the term competitive not to, you know, take out the competition, nothing like that. It's this, you know, survival of the fittest sort of thing. If you want the job, you better have a resume. I mean, you know, yeah, we're not going after wildebeest and woolly mammoths and saber-tooth anymore trying to find dinner. Right now, you're trying to get a job. So I wanted to see a little bit of a fight in my kids because I had a fight. I had that fight when I was younger. I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I couldn't wait to support myself. I had no problem staying up till 4 a.m. doing homework. And I didn't see that with my kids. And with one kid, I started to get a little nervous. I'm like, am I making things too easy for him? How is he going to fight? How is he going to try to, you know, get that job? Is he always going to think, you know, mama will be there for him and daddy? And it solved itself, and I'll tell you how it solved itself, okay? I was a math whiz. I went through, I don't know how many years of math in college. We've talked about that at length. I almost got a perfect score on my SAT in math, and 780. So I know, now it's really easy to get an 800, but back then, and I had my period that day, I got a 780. So cut me some slack. And so, for some reason, these topics would come up throughout my kids' childhood. So I guess my kids had listened to that. And my kids had for years listened to me brag about my grades in school, and I don't know why I didn't use more of a filter. But I guess I was trying to teach them something, going, guys, the reason why I was able to move out of the house, the reason why I was able to get a scholarship is because I had these grades. This is what I did. I was trying to teach him how to get that fight by following my lead. And instead, I think that was the opposite. Like, well, I'm never going to get mom's score, so if mom thinks that's, you know, the barometer, that's the minimum threshold, I'm never going to do it. Well, all of a sudden, I started getting stupid. And my sons picked up on this. And my one of my sons was showing me his math. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And I remember the look he gave me. Like, I know something that my mom doesn't. And he's like, what about this? And he keeps testing me now. Mom, do you know how to do this? And I look at the math equation. And now, if I reviewed, I probably could. But I just decided to go, no, I don't. Teach me. And all of a sudden, this kid turns around, starts becoming more of a man of the house, starts teaching me, still, yesterday, taught me for an hour all this math. And I didn't, patronize him or whatever. I was like, okay, oh, I get it. Oh, I wish I remembered that. Oh, you're smart. I remember that. Now I do. Okay, good. Yeah, thanks for teaching me that. Man, oh, you're smart. And I didn't mean to patronize, but I really don't remember it. Because I'm older, and who knows, you know. Maybe getting dementia, not too sure. But once my kid probably realized that mommy doesn't always have it. Mommy isn't always the queen, right? You know, the accountant, the chef, doesn't always know what it is. He learned that he had to step it up. So my advice to you guys is if you want your kids to shine, sometimes take that step back. I know a lot of dads do that. Where if they want their boys to run faster, they'll slow it down just a little bit so that boy gets that lead and that boy could take it home. And sometimes that's that watershed moment where that kid starts to excel athletically. When he realizes, you know what, I'm stronger than my dad. Now, dads are like, oh, hell no. Let them think it. Look, all you care about is what mommy thinks. Mommy thinks you're a stud. That's all that matters. But if you want your boys or girls to excel, they may need to have that little edge. And I think that's an art of parenting that nobody teaches. I didn't know that. I didn't realize I was keeping my kids back. Because, you know, I would just be always talking about what I did in school. And it probably blew their minds. And they were probably like, oh, gosh, well, I'm never going to do that. So she's never going to think I'm cool. I think they're cool. I think they're really cool. So give them that, you know, momentum. Even if it means you know, not looking like the apple of their eye. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.